forgot why I called. Spoke to Zara from St. James's Place about Gran's care. Moving her in is the best option for peace of mind and my pocket. Don't think the grab rails will match the decor, though. Love you, bye!
While you're looking out for the ones you love, our one-to-one financial advisors are looking out for you. St. James's Place. Invaluable advice.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 4, up to a million people in Lebanon could now be displaced as fears of a ground invasion by Israel grow. Ahmed Behran from the Norwegian Refugee Council has told us the situation doesn't look good.
Now things will, of course, deteriorate with, for example, healthcare system being squeezed even further, medication running out fast, and of course, despite the reassurances that we get from there, we do expect, you know, the economic aspect to be, to be crippled.
British people there are being told to leave while they still can, and the government's working to get them on commercial flights out of the country. A lorry driver has admitted killing a 74-year-old man as he crossed the road. 52-year-old Colin Grimshaw pleaded guilty to killing Wilfred Warrington by careless driving in 2022. Three Just Stop Oil protesters have denied attacking two Van Gogh paintings at the National Gallery last week. A video showed them throwing soup on the artwork on the day two activists were jailed for a similar stunt. And Oasis say they are not going to be using dynamic pricing for their North America gigs after complaints about how tickets for their reunion tour were sold. They've announced five dates across the pond for next year.
Sport.
With Global Player, home of the best podcasts like The Sports Agents, hosted by Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman.
It's understood the Manchester United owners will continue to back Erik ten Hag despite their poor start to the season. He's under pressure after a 3-0 home defeat to Tottenham yesterday, which means they've lost three times in their opening six games. World tennis number one Jannik Sinner is into the semi-finals of the China Open. The World Anti-Doping Agency has appealed a decision to clear Sinner after he failed two drugs tests earlier this year. And Hampshire have become the first county championship cricket club to have overseas ownership. A deal's been agreed for Indian company GMR Group to buy a majority stake.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Showers for most overnight and staying windy in eastern England, a low of 3 degrees. Staying wet and windy in the east tomorrow, drier and brighter elsewhere with a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 thing.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Sinta Templeton there with the news. I'm Johnny Bourne. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. First things first, welcome back, Izzy. Lovely to hear you this afternoon. Lovely text in from Chris Griffin. Hi, Izzy. So good to hear your voice again. Trucking around the single track roads of a cold, damp Scotland. Keep the tunes coming. Thank you very much indeed. Anyway, Izzy, lovely to have you back. This is a brand new week of 4 till 7 thing. Got the Woodman Gaff here, got Vinny here, got Little Si here at the controls. Most importantly, though, we've got you here. And actually, maybe slightly more important than that, that's Monday done, yeah? That's it, day's over, so Monday we don't have to deal with again. Here's what's happening in the first hour of this Monday spectacular. First up, a massive weekend for the 4 till 7 thing, gang. Little Si went to the gift shop at Hamilton Park. Old drinking partner just got better. And the Woodman has a savage Mexican tearing a new slot in his heroic little slot. Christ, it's hot in here.
It's so hot in here.
What is going on?
It's like a sauna.
No, it's easy.
Do you think so?
Yes, she likes it hot. She really whacks the heating up. Yeah, she does. What are you looking at me like that for?
She's hot.
People desking. Do like different things.
No, but it's really hot. No one can. It's like a greenhouse.
It really is.
It's crazy. 4 till 7 thing Radio X. Yes, it is crazy. Yes, it's hot. This is Long Shot. Catfish in the bottom end. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here. It's drive time. So
start your engine.
Is Radio X.
Go. Ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong.
I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey.
Fatboy Slim right here, right now, right here, right now on Radio X. You right there, Gav?
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
I am right here, and I'm right now.
Vinny, right here, right now. Lil Si.
Right here, right now.
Yeah, brilliant. He remembered that.
I'm surprised they didn't put you on the record.
How did you memorize all that, Lil Si?
No, but I'd like it. Imagine there was a Lil Si going, right here, right now, like that, on the actual...
On the record.
On the tune. Little Simon, we're going to talk about your weekend in a second, because I know you went to Hampton Court.
Yeah.
I went to Spain for the weekend with an old friend of mine. Really old friend, real drinking buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've actually known him since I was maybe seven, maybe eight. Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Now, he had a stroke a couple of years ago, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he can't work half his body. So this is the first time, you know, his missus has trusted me to take him off.
On a weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
We went with his stepson as well. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Had the most lovely weekend in Seville.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sort of thinking, oh, God, you know, this is...
You're responsible for him, yeah.
No, I found he's genius.
Why?
Because he's an old... It turns out old drinking buddy just got better.
Why?
Despite the fact he's been unwell. Because he just really wants to... Let's just find a really nice bar we can sit out, you know...
And plot up, yeah.
You know, he'll nurse a quiet half.
Sure.
For the afternoon, we just have a...
Yeah.
It's fantastic, yeah.
And then you've got an excuse to just stay there and chill. And you don't have to walk him around the town.
Yeah, but all he wants to do is, let's find a bar where we can just sit, watch the world go by, bit of sunshine, and just have a real cold one.
Lovely.
Unbelievable, Gav.
What a lovely...
No guilt. None of this messing around with tourist stuff.
No.
Oh, no, let's go sightseeing. Oh, no, let's go up that really tricky staircase in that church.
No, you don't need to. No, I'd love to, but, you know, I can't.
Also, Gav, you arrive anywhere, the tension you get.
Right. Yes.
Spanish really love helping out his whole family.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Moving. Get back! And they're just moving tables. Literally carrying a nice table outside so he gets a good spot. He's got his walkie stick there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're wearing him like a blue badge.
It's unbelievable. It was like, it's like being half of a Chelsea pensioner. You just join in. He's just... They do everything for you.
Of course.
They love them. They're a helpful mob anyway, family oriented.
Yeah, yeah.
God, it was good, Gav.
Beautiful.
God, it was really, really
good. Did you have some delicious food?
I had some amazing food. This was another thing, yeah?
Mm.
So if we're going to go to a restaurant to eat later.
Yeah.
We start suggesting, well, what should we do?
Yeah.
But his suggestion would be, I know, let's find a nice bar.
Yeah.
Near the restaurant.
Right.
So
it's fantastic. You literally didn't put a foot wrong all weekend, did you?
Let's find a nice bar near the restaurant. Maybe if we find a bar near the bar.
What you're describing to me is in during the tourist bits of a day away.
Yes.
You're describing the good bit.
Yeah, no, this is really exactly right. These are the moments you really value in a holiday. Where's some fantastic bars.
Yeah.
Also in the morning, he just wanted to lie in the sunshine.
Yeah, and chill. And
there was a tiny little area on the roof.
Perfect.
Normally you'd never think of lying out in the sunshine there.
No.
Because it's like a little bit sort of shady. It's there's some sort of view and they have those plunge pools.
Yeah.
And when you look at the thing, you know, on booking.com.
Yeah, it looks like a pool.
It looks like a massive pool. You get out there, you think, that's not even the same photo.
You get one leg in there. Yeah,
right, it's just tiny. You're just about lying. It's like a bath on a roof. And that was it.
Awesome.
And I didn't feel, you know, like we're wasting our day away, or is this all you've come to a city for, is just to lie on a small roof? Guilt-free, Gav. Right, let's have a tune. This is Linkin Park. It's the Emptiness Machine. It's right here on Radio X.
Your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I to watch me bleed, gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine, the emptiness machine.
Lincoln Park, the emptiness machine. That'll get you perky for the last lap at work. Monday, September 30th. Hope you all had a really good weekend. Mine was an absolute cracker, though. Do you know what, Kenneth?
What?
You know, on EasyJet.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anyone there who works, if they could explain this to me.
Go on.
Why the decision to put seats in that are impossible to sleep in? What's
yeah.
It's about how they don't recline anymore.
And if they're that good, why don't they just start having them in like schools? I'm just saying, which, you cannot sleep in them.
No, of course you can't. No.
There's no way to beat your legs and you can't.
Do they do that? Because I've only used EasyJet for going to Europe, so, and it's always only an hour and a half or 2 hours. But do they do it on longer flights where you have to sit up straight?
Yes.
That would be all the flights.
They're all the same, I think.
Are they?
Anyway,
yeah.
So I was on this thing too, and I've got whiplash.
Yeah.
Because I woke up three times with, you know, when your head, you go outside, your head goes
full. Oh, on the plane. Yeah.
It's funny going, yeah!
It was just, you got it off and woke up again.
It was a nightmare. But I just wondered, they don't even have those, you know, the BA ones have got those bendy bits.
Mm.
Yes.
On the headrest. At least you can bend it. So you can
lean slightly to one side.
Surely someone can design something. Even if it's... I mean, I sit there on the plane thinking, what I sort of need is like a bar in front of my head so I can...
Yeah, like a masseur's table where you get your head in the donut, don't you?
That's good,
Yeah. So, a donut that fits onto the back of the seat in front of you.
Yes.
You can pop your face in.
But, I mean, I saw those two guys asleep with their heads on the tables.
What?
You know, they'd obviously had a massive weekend.
Yeah.
The lads...
That's a stag do,
but they were in a row. Six of them along, all with their heads on tables, crashed out.
Because those travel cushions, they never work.
No, they don't.
They are a lie.
They are a massive...
What do they support?
Nothing at all. It's just more neck ache.
Wear a sodding roll neck.
That's right.
Johnny Bourne.
With Motors. Find the right used car this autumn.
Radio X. Tarrant versus the Thames.
My name is Toby Tarrant, and soon I am going to be attempting something absolutely ridiculous. I am going to be heading 56 miles down the River Thames in a pedalo, all for Global's Make Some Noise.
The challenge begins on Radio X.
Next Monday morning from 6:30.
Tarrant versus the Thames.
Proudly supported by Domino's.
Pedalo.
7 days to go.
Leave your balaclava at home and give your getaway driver the night off. Every Monday to Thursday, we're letting you practically rob Domino's. The weeknight steal. Small pizzas £8, medium £10, and large £12. There's deals, then there's absolute steals. Domino! Minimum delivery spend, charges and areas may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk.
At Morrison's, thousands of more card prices are here, including the best dining for two with a main, two sides and a dessert. Regular price £10.
More card price.
£9. Sign up and start saving today. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores and online excludes Morrison's daily. More card are out required. 16 plus ends 8th of October.
Evening, Money Super 7. Ready for your starring roles?
Always ready, boss. What's today's mission?
We're here to reward people who've saved money with us.
What are we giving them?
A year of free days out at thousands of venues. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll keep on rewarding them again and again.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Now, let's get moving. The curtain's about to go up.
The Super Save Club from Money Supermarket. It's seriously rewarding.
Selected products, qualifying purchase with an account. Claim free days out via app. Rewards include prepaid MasterCard or gift cards. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat. Powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
It's back. The UK's most frightful fun fest.
The Halloween Spooktacular at Poulton's Park. Book your tickets today.
Poulton's Park.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hello, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here, back in the warmth of the beautiful Radio X studio. No more tour buses for us. We're back. And we were back with a bang this morning. And that bang was James Blunt. He came into the show and had a chat with us, the crazy man. Tomorrow, we're back from 6:30 or whenever you drag yourself out of bed.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
And he's off. Cooking. Cleaning. Washing. Even the ironing. Making full use of the half-price electricity he gets every Sunday from 11am till 4pm with British Gas. Lovely creases, mate. Search British Gas Peak Save. Smart meter required. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
Last night, right here on Radio X, goes out to, I was going to say who it's going to go out to, but I suddenly realised I better not, because it's the Strokes, and actually the person texting it was about a stroke, and it'd just be really inappropriate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Right, so I thought, actually, that's the one tune I can't dedicate to that person, so I'll have to do the text a bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit odd. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Thoughts of Something on Radio X, Monday, September the 30th. We've got a brand new podcast. It's out right now. You can go to Global Player, the official app of Radio X. You get that, you subscribe, you just enjoy it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it 1 hour, roughly. Simon, do you know how much it is?
I can tell you, Johnny.
Okay, what is it?
Oh.
It's 1 hour, 3 minutes.
Ooh. Is it? It went over the hour.
It went over because we had to squeeze in the bumper Maps versus Red.
Of course.
Of course we did, yeah. Super Thursday, yeah.
Okay, what I think we should have done is done that as a supplement.
Mm. Really?
Still, the podcast comes in.
Well, like a digital pullout?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a digital, digital pullout. Includes. With free.
And an advertorial. We could get a couple of ads on
loads
there.
Of supplements. But because it's, we've always got to come in under the hour.
Yeah.
But it's like kryptonite going over that. Seriously.
A 3 minute pullout.
It's like going over 99 for things, you know?
Yeah, it should fall out of the listeners' hands as they receive.
Yeah, right.
As they receive.
Right. How many times do you go into a shop and say, £1.03?
Yeah.
That'll be 103, please.
Really annoying.
So annoying.
Here you go. £1 for you. We haven't spoken to Little Si yet, have we?
No.
This weekend. Little Si, what did you do? This is the first weekend chat of the second wave of Little Si.
Yeah.
I went to a festival on the weekend.
What festival? Harvest.
Surbiton Festival.
What happened at Surbiton Festival?
So you went into another borough then?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he went from Berrylands into
because
Surbiton.
You don't live in Surbiton, do you? You spend in the one by the sewage farm. Sorry, you live in the one by the sewage farm.
No, I live in Surbiton.
You don't? Okay, Gav.
He lives in Berrylands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a road parallel to his road called Berrylands.
Yes.
But this has already been established.
Yeah,
like,
yeah it has.
Well established.
Well established. Yeah. Oh, he's thinking of moving house.
Yeah.
That's why he's now doing it, just in case there's any listeners.
You can hear the A3 surfing by right from his front door.
What was at your festival?
Yeah, what was in the festival?
Well, there were marching bands, dancers.
Morris dancers.
Doesn't
cars.
Sound like download.
No.
It doesn't. When you said festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've done that. What you're describing is more of like a
fate worse than
very funny.
That'd be a really good, that'd be an amazing thing to have.
That's how it should be built.
Medieval village fate.
Imagine they had the Glastonbury fate, and it was that big.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's just huge. This is the fate worse than death. That's serious, Kelvin. This is Foo Fighters. Times like these.
Like these.
again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Travis Gaslight right here on Radio X. Guys, we've just been talking about Little Si's hometown, his pet town.
Mm.
Was there anything good at this festival? Fate at all?
Yeah. Any good food? Any good events?
Doesn't sound like
okay,
it.
Okay, anything at all to make it just help us here?
Mm.
The classic cars were good.
They had classic cars?
Classic cars there.
How many? Like four?
Yeah, about four or five.
Okay.
Well, there was just some classic cars. Yeah,
people who own nice cars showing them off.
Are you sure that's not a car park? throw us some crumbs
here. Serpentine's a bit posh.
Little Si, some scraps.
What were they, Little Si? Were they MGs or were they Jaguars?
MG midgets.
American, like...
Oh, big muscle cars.
Muscle cars,
oh,
really?
Interesting. Interesting.
So I was having a really good nose in those.
Oh, okay.
Do you like...
You like the muscle?
I love the idea of you. Little Si likes a bit of muscle.
I don't even... It's too funny.
It's so funny.
But if he had a
Camaro.
Huge...
Yeah.
No, like sort of a Lincoln.
A
Cadillac Saddam DeVille from, like, 1974.
With how many ashtrays in it?
It's got six lighters
in
it.
It's got wings on it.
A friend of mine bought one. Yeah, 1974 one. It was so powerful. It was a 6-point... No, it's like 8-litre engine or something. Yeah. Ridiculous. And... He had six cigarette lighters.
Around different bits of the car.
Because you get three of you in the front on a bench seat.
Three in the back.
Yeah. And it meant...
And one for everyone.
There was an ashtray...
And a lighter.
There was an ashtray and there's two centre consoles. It was designed so six people could smoke...
Independently light their
quite
cigarette.
Independently sit there and smoke.
Wow. Priority.
Yeah, imagine that family outing.
Oh, it's so funny. Imagine the meetings. Shall we put some in the back?
Yeah.
Put them in the back too.
I don't think we've got enough ashtrays.
Six ashtrays. But it really it was like a. But it was just like, I'm not kidding. It was. I've seen smaller sofas.
Right. Definitely.
It'd be much smaller in people's houses. Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, it's one of those cars you go out to for more comfort than you get at home. You know? It's the opposite of EasyJet. Right.
So funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little Sofas is talking about his pet town. Where do you live? What's your pet town? Does it sound as exciting as Berrylands, where Little Si is?
Mm.
Although he says it's not. 83936, please nominate your town pet tandems. You get pet town quiz. Little Si doing maps. Could even speak to one of you on Friday. If you nominate it, it might even be you. 83936. Or you can WhatsApp me through Global Player. It says here that this is Vinny's key messaging.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing holding you back is you. Yeah?
Wow.
And also, Vinny, I'll add to that, the only thing holding your town back is you as well.
Yeah.
It's not, it's civic pride.
Yeah, think of your town.
Yes.
It might need that.
Yes.
That little Philip.
Yes, and welcome Philip. 83936 or WhatsApp me through Global Player, please. We've got a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With motors. All you need. Jargon-free car search.
Radio X.
At NatWest, we think Britain's small businesses are a big deal. It's why we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Get 2 years free banking on everyday transactions when you open a NatWest startup account, plus free digital tools and expert advice. Ready to take your first step? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest, proud partner of Team GB. To verify, email checkit at natwest.com. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply. Other fees may apply.
Tower, this is cargo flight EY717 requesting permission to...
Sit down, please. Let's all log into our computers and start the lesson.
From aviation to education, 3Business is boosting connectivity. Imagine how the UK's fastest 5G network could connect your business. 3.
Fastest 5G based on Ookla speed test intelligence data H2 2023. See 3.co.uk/big network.
Switch to EE's ultra reliable full fiber broadband for only $29.99 a month and pay absolutely nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it stays fast
even at peak times.
And it's powered by BT.
Bingo! All on the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE. Hurry, offer ends 17th of October.
New customers, 24 months. 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply. Price increases on 31st of March each year by £3 a month.
What a summer of sport! And now, it's time for the ultimate race day. KIPCO British Champions Day at Ascot Racecourse. See the sport's top stars in action as champions are crowned at the thrilling flat season finale. Bring your friends and enjoy the ultimate after party with a DJ set from Hot Chip. KIPCO British Champions Day on Saturday the 19th of October. Tickets are selling fast. Book yours from just £32 at BritishChampionsDay.com.
As a caterpillar that unexpectedly woke up as a butterfly one morning, I thought nothing new could shock me. Then I had my first surprise cold shower.
Oh, freezing!
Luckily, I had Scottish Power Boiler Care, and an engineer was here in no time. With their new Boiler Care service promise, if you have no heating or hot water and tell them by 8 p.m, they'll send an engineer out by the end of the next working day, or you'll get £50. And sign up for selected Boiler Care by March 31st to get your first 3 months half price. Find out more at scottishpower.co.uk.
T's and C's apply. See scottishpower.co.uk. Service promise and 3 months half price offer until 31st of March 2025 on selected boiler care provided by Domestic in General.
Thought Radio X couldn't get any bigger. Yes again. Radio X classic rock. Radio X 90s. Radio X noughties. And Radio X chilled. Are playing now on your radio.
prescriptions and designer vaccinations. Love, you get along. You were sold in one direction. I believe the resurrection's on.
A wall of glass right here on your Radio X. Sorry, I love it when I get any texts and start for DJ's eyes only.
You get all excited.
I just love it. Especially if they put the FTJEO.
Yes.
It's just like, it's better than FAO. Hey, guys, enough of me talking. Mm. The woman is a hero. Here we go. Every single Monday. Just, I don't know, it's just part of our Monday magic formula. Gav likes to tell us about a creature that has man on its menu. Gav, what do you got today?
Okay, today's hero, Johnny, is the Morillette crocodile. Now, I thought
I've never heard of that.
Neither had I. We've had previously the most voracious killer of humans of all crocodiles, the Nile crocodile. We've had the salty.
Now, wait a second, Gav. Does the
Nile kills more people every year than any other kind of crocodile?
Yeah, but is that just but? What I want to know is proportionally.
It's because it's near people on the riverbanks.
I know it's near people, whereas the salty tends to be away from people.
And it can be in
the
ocean.
What I want to know is yes, the Nile kills more, but if the salty had a much bigger market.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a bigger market, we just
plow through them, absolutely okay. Right.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it's
easier. The Nile crocodile's much smaller than a salty. We've also had the American crocodile, the Cuban crocodile, the mugger crocodile in India kills loads of people.
We were surprised at that, weren't we?
Absolutely.
The death toll there was shocking.
It's shocking, yes. Yeah, so anyway, today's one, the Morillette, M-O-R-E-L-E-T. It's a person's name, Pierre Morillet.
Does it look
French,
like
a French naturist from the 18th... Sorry, naturalist from the 1850s.
Oh, I'd love it if naturist discovered a crocodile.
I
mean, that's a film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Crocodilus Morilletti, with two eyes at the end. Also known as the Mexican crocodile or the Belize crocodile. It's a, quote, modest-sized crocodilian found only in the Atlantic regions of Mexico, Belize, and Guatemala, named after that French naturist from 1850 who first documented it at the time. It has a broad snout, a grey-brown colour with darker spots and bands across the body, four short legs. I was thinking, well, they're all short.
But you don't get a leggy crocodile.
There's no long-legged crocodile, is
no,
there?
No.
Anyway, apparently, for a crocodile, its legs are even slightly shorter.
Are they?
And even though that's the case, it has what's called a sprawling gait. Yeah. You can imagine it left and right.
Yeah.
They are pretty fast runners, apparently.
How fast can they go?
Doesn't say.
How fast is the fastest crocodile?
I think they do about 90.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. The males are bigger. They grow up to from 8 to 10 foot, which is not that big for a croc. A salty averages up to 23 feet long.
So
23 feet.
There has been a 15-foot Morellet, but that's very exceptional. A 10-footer weighs about 330 pounds or 23 and a half stone. They live in freshwater environments along the Atlantic side of Central American countries like Guatemala, Mexico, and
why is it on the Atlantic side?
I don't know. I never understood.
Well, they're not salty.
But don't forget, that's right. On the other side, if you go along a bit, they're all salties. They are reclusive. They skulk around quietly in forested river areas or even swamps. When there's a big tropical rain or anything, they can venture out further. They eat anything they can get hold of. They eat fish and insects when they're little. They eat mammals, birds, crustaceans, goats, dogs, cattle, even a tapir. When fully grown, the only thing there is evidence that they can be taken. A jaguar can take a Morellet's crocodile.
No.
It's been seen on video.
Has it?
Yes. Have they attacked humans? Yes, on multiple occasions. Have they killed humans? Yes.
Yes, they have.
Currently, there are 12 known fatalities from the Morellet's crocodile. Reports of, quote, partial consumption prove that they are predatory attacks and not defensive attacks.
Really?
That means they want to eat you.
Okay, Gav, can I just ask you? Sorry, no, you carry. You crack.
No, that's it.
No, finish your stats.
No, that's it. That's the stats.
Okay, so 12. Is that total? It's just 12?
12 known documented cases. Okay, where they're obviously going to be more than that, but in those cases, they don't know whether it maybe was a Cuban crocodile.
Yeah, Okay, so you think another crocodile might have nicked its stats.
Exactly.
Okay, but that's about what, like, a Nile crocodile does in a day.
Easily, yeah. They take over 1,000 people a year.
Easily.
The Niles are the busiest.
Salties are my favourite, sir.
They're right in your face. Yeah. Anyway, let's salute it. Morellet's crocodile.
More or less crocodile. Johnny Bond 4 till 7. Thank White. We salute you. Thank you, Gavin. This is a nice walking along to see some crocodiles.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, isn't it?
Especially if one's running at you really fast. Yeah, yeah. Really.
Doing that, what's it called? The sprawling gait.
Sprawling gait.
It suits the music perfectly. By weekend right here on Radio X. Sorry, I was just trying to look up why EasyJet seats don't recline.
Yeah.
Any answers?
Well, no, this is what I've been told, is that the mechanism inside a chair, which makes it recline, weighs a lot.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
And you've got to think, every single, even if that's like half a kilo per seat, half a key per seat.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably like 120 miles of distance for the fuel or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a cost kind of thing. But also, I think it's... once you have a mechanism in a chair, that can't go wrong. for safety reasons. So
yeah.
Airline chairs, unbelievably, cost loads to make. I forget what it is. It's like sort of 12 grand a seat or something. When they've tested them. No. Oh.
Wow.
It's like loads.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's honestly...
It's an investment.
No, I believe you.
No, but this is,
I believe you, yeah.
And so... That mechanism can never go wrong.
Right.
It's got to be really close.
If you're
in an emergency situation, it's like, whoa! My seat just went.
Yeah.
You can't stand people sitting back and you're suddenly going, toom, and the whole seat goes back and crushes the person.
Can those guys who did that, can they get to work on, like, dishwasher doors?
Yes, right.
And just figure it out once and for all.
From the guys who bought you. Yeah. Anyway, but loads of you have sent in... I've sent in amazing devices that are available that you can go to sleep in.
Oh, there was one. There was
just describe
one,
for them what you've seen.
Well, the one that I liked, I'm just getting it back up here. It looked amazing. It's basically, it looks like a life jacket that you've taken off and turned to face you. And then the hole that used to be for your neck, you rest your face in.
Yes.
And then you've got the holes that you would have your arms out of. You can put your hands in and have your device in
there.
It's like a blow up. Life jacket.
That's what I did that was genius, as my gadget.
Mm.
I hooked the... Because it's really annoying when you're trying to watch your phone and you can never just quite find the right height for it.
Oh, yeah. Is it people, your lap or on the table?
Those people are already together who've got a little sort of prop.
Oh, yeah.
That comes out from the case or whatever.
So
what I did was...
Spill a drink on it.
No, you get the sick bag, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You fold the sick bag in half. Not width, but lengthways.
Okay, yeah. so you make it thinner. Yeah.
So you've now made a strip.
Right.
Like a strip.
Yeah.
You then open the table... Sandwich the top of the sick bag. So
you trap it in there, yeah.
You trap it in there. So now you've got to imagine your sick bag is now hanging down like a strip from the top of the table.
And you
fasten the table again.
Yeah.
Then you take the cover for your phone off.
Yes.
Yeah. And you just thread the sick bag through that.
Yes.
And then snap it back on your phone.
It snakes behind your phone in the cover.
Hang there.
And it just hangs there.
Whoa.
Genius.
I know. I saw it on an Insta thing where someone was doing it using their boarding pass.
Right.
But I didn't have a boarding pass. I just did it. So I was looking around thinking, what will do? And then suddenly there was a sick bag. No, but I'm not kidding.
You solved it.
People were coming past looking at me like I'm some sort of genius.
Were they?
Did they
bow down to you?
No, but I was really hoping that I'd look back and everyone was <You're laughs> <literally. laughs> Anyway, Gav's got the news. It's next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Motors. Thousands of used cars from dealers nationwide.
Radio X.
Free Disney dining and drinks is back at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, where magic finds its way into every moment. Book selected 2025 packages and get free dining and drinks, a 14-day ticket for the price of 7, and enjoy extra savings when you book at disneypackages.co.uk. Offer ends 7th of November. Selected 2025 arrivals and Disney resorts. Conditions and exclusions apply.
To the busy people who do, who rise and fall but see it through. Those who got through another day, breaking through problems along the way. Here's a moment for you. Braid up shower to boost your mood. Enjoy a moment of solitude. Lavender and water lily to calm and soothe. A blissful moment for only you. When the day is almost through, let your shower relax you. Don't just get ready. Feel Radox ready.
Money Super 7, your mission. Saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance. As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting
started.
Hi, Mom.
Where's the
when everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home with full fiber, the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. Full fiber, 47% UK availability. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
So, we have the results of your scan, and the good news is, it isn't broken. However, you have a
fragile shipment, tracking number 6142J. It's expected in Chicago in the morning.
From healthcare to logistics, Three Business is boosting connectivity. Imagine how the UK's fastest 5G network could connect your business.
Three. Fastest 5G based on Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data H2 2023. See 3.co.uk/big network.
Amazon now brings you the Champions League.
Whoa, Gabby Logan in my living room.
What a fantastic night of football.
Tuesday's must-watch match.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Arsenal versus PSG. Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. It's on Prime.
Sometimes we all need a little pampering to feel refreshed and recharged. And cars are no different. Hyundai Promise approved used electric cars are taken back, refreshed, recharged, ready to move forward with a 5-year warranty and battery health certificate. Although we don't play them whale music. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Hyundai Promise approved used cars, warranty terms apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever is sooner.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the government's working on getting extra seats on commercial flights out of Lebanon. It's urging British people there to leave as fears of a full-scale war in the region grow. Former Israeli military spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, has told us what their aims are.
What Israel is trying to achieve here is to allow its 70,000 civilians to go back to their homes without being targeted by either Hezbollah anti-tank missiles being fired directly at their homes, or having the specter of Hezbollah having the ability to cross into Israel at will.
Four police officers and a staff member are to face disciplinary proceedings over the David Carrick case. The watchdog's been looking into how the Metropolitan Police dealt with four allegations against the serial rapist while he was a serving officer. He was eventually arrested in October 2021 and jailed last February. Liz Truss has told the Tory party conference the Conservatives would have fared better at the general election if she had still been the leader.
If the mini-budget had been allowed to succeed, you know, we'd have lower corporation tax, we'd have duty-free shoppers coming to London.
She was Britain's shortest-serving Prime Minister, lasting just 49 days in office. And the head of the civil service, Simon Case, has confirmed he'll be stepping down at the end of the year. He says it's for health reasons.
Sport. With Global Player, home of the best podcasts like The Sports Agents, hosted by Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman.
It's understood the Manchester United owners are continuing to back Erik ten Hag despite their poor start to the season. He's under pressure after a 3-0 home defeat to Tottenham yesterday, which means they've lost three times in their opening six games. Newly promoted Southampton go for their first Premier League victory tonight. They take on Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium. And France forward Antoine Griezmann has retired from international football. The 33-year-old scored 44 times in 137 games for his country and was part of the team that lifted the 2018 World Cup.